So on Friday, I gave a retreat to the 7th and 8th graders at Immaculate Conception School in Denton. And during the Q&A's question time, one of the students asked me, "Father, why do you think the Catholic faith is the true one? There are many religions in this world. How can you be so sure that it's the right one? It's the true one." Well, I told her that, well, there are different ideologies and many people who say that they are the truth. And we have to search whether the message that they preach will be tested by time and by wisdom and by the truth or not. And I think this is important for us to realize in a day and age where we have social media, television, and all these means on the internet to talk about and to sell our version of what sound to be true. It's important for us to seek the truth. The truth is different than what sound to be true. And it's important for us to realize that. Perhaps for me, because of my age, I'm often being labeled as a borderline millennial on social media. So I often get all these advertisements. Oh, this person had invented this product and it disrupt this industry. And after a while, the message gets the same. If everybody is disrupting everything, then what's the truth? How can I believe? So it seems like so many voices, so many people trying to influence and trying to sell their version of what sound to be true. But it's always go back to a product being sold, something that will only be beneficial for them, but never the truth that lead us toward something transcendental, something eternal, something that belongs to God. And it's important for us to realize that the truth that comes from God, it's not a product to be sold or a competition among many others. The truth from God set us free. So at the end of my comment to the student who asked me the question, I said, "Child, I might not have a perfect answer for you of whether God exists or not, or the Catholic faith is the true faith. But I can tell you this. For me personally, I know deep within my heart and through my own life, God exists. If God did not exist and the Catholic Church is not the true church, I would never, ever, never, ever in my whole life become a priest. I become a priest because I know that God is real and He loves me. And I want to love Him with all my heart by laying down my life and give my life totally and completely for the church. If God is not real, then I would have seek another career that make more money, that have more prestige, and search another way that would be more beneficial for me. So I told the student that the only way that I'm here as a priest, because I know that God is real, and His truth has set me free. Free from my own self-loathing, from the moments when I was hurt, when the moments that I rejected Him in my own life, and in the moment when I couldn't even love Him or love myself. God never abandoned me, and He called me back, and He continued to love me." My brothers and sisters, this is what faith offers us. Faith that not offers us to be rich, to be popular, to have all the benefit or whatever we want. If that's what we want in this faith, you're searching for a wrong one. Leave. Because this is not what faith is about. It's a personal relationship between God and His faithfulness to us who have never abandoned us. And all we can do is to return to Him and to give Him our everything. And that's why we heard in the gospel today, Jesus said, whatever is holding you and I back, we got to cut it off. Because behind every no is a greater yes to something else. When we say no to the things that are holding us back, the things that are tempting us, the things that make us be concerned with the things of this world and not of God, when we let go of those matters, we're saying yes to God. I want to love you, Lord. Help my unbelief. Help me in my own struggle. And this is what's important. What does faith offer us? Eternal life. Eternal life isn't something that we can comprehend with what just our five senses give us. Eternal life is promised with the gift of faith, hope, and love. We cannot comprehend, we cannot see, but we know that if God is real and He is faithful, we will spend life eternally with Him. It takes a radical trust in God to give Him our everything. And there's two events this last week that really touched me, that helped me again affirm in the reality of who God is. I was called out to do a last rite on Thursday. And this woman, she was my parishioner in Iowa Park. And she was out of it. And when I gave her the last rite and came the moment when we say the Our Father and Hail Mary, she sprung from unconsciousness and prayed the Our Father and Hail Mary with me and with all of us who were present. I literally almost broke down and cried. That's a gift of faith. A gift of faith of someone who's waiting for the priest to come and give the last rite, give the sacraments of the anointing of the sick, the absolution of sins, the apostolic pardon, and to pray the prayer that she so knew. At that last moment, all of a sudden, she just sprung up and said the prayer. And then afterwards, she went back to her old self. And a few hours later, she passed away. That tells me this radical faith isn't only about me, but God is also using other people to strengthen my own faith. And our faith doesn't have to be complicated. It doesn't have to answer every question that we have. It's only supposed to answer the question of who we love and why we believe. And the next episode that I want to share with you is another one. Another parishioner of mine out in Iowa Park. He wasn't Catholic. He's still alive, so he wasn't Catholic before. But for 63 years, he'd gone to church every Sunday. He raised his children Catholic. And his wife was always praying for his conversion, that he be baptized. But for one reason or another, he never went through the RCIA process in order to be baptized and to become a Catholic. And he's in hospice right now. So when I came, at first I was asked to just come and pray with him and with the family. But when I came, you know me as a priest, I said, is it okay if I baptize him? You think about it. You think about it because I know your mom would love him to be baptized. Because his wife was praying throughout all her years, now she passed away, that he would be baptized. So I said, I'm going to step back and let y'all talk among each other. They talked among themselves, and in a few moments, they said, we all agree this is what Dad wanted. He told us he wanted to become Catholic, but for some stupid reason, he never went along with it. So now it's on his deathbed. We're going to make that decision for him. We want him to be a child of God and a Catholic. So I baptized him, I confirmed him, and I gave him the anointing of the sick. And at that moment when we pray again, the Our Father, his lips move. This is to tell me, my brothers and sisters, I have another homily written out all well for you. But this is to show me that faith is real, because if it's what isn't real, why do all these scenarios present itself when I was praying over this homily? To affirm to me that no matter how imperfect we are, faith help us to know who loves us, who never abandoned us, and why we believe. Saying no to earthly goods are hard at times. It's hard. Saying no to something that is so appealing is so hard. And there are many things in this world are trying to fight for our heart, trying to deter us away from God. But yet remember what Jesus has said in the scripture. Every no is a greater yes to something else. Every no that we say to earthly goods is a greater yes to Jesus. I want to believe. I want to follow you, even though I don't feel anything at this moment. And also, we as Christians are being called to a higher standard. Let us not be flaky or go back on our words. Jesus said clearly, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything more is from the evil one. We're being held to a higher standard so that our words and our actions speak truth and bring people to God. It's not easy. It seemed to be impossible at times, and we can only do it with the grace of God. So no matter where you are, whatever state you're in your life right now, don't give up on God. Don't give up on your faith. Stay with God in your struggle, for he had never abandoned you. He had never abandoned me. He has always been there for us, and he will wait for us when we say our farewell here on earth, and to come to him when we pass away from this life.